I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Threat becomes an opportunity for local believers in Turkey. Stick around for the details. And then if you're interested in the gospel reaching U.S. young people, stay tuned for an exciting update. But first, with 57 unreached people groups and a population of 84 million people, Turkey has a great need for continued evangelism. But an increasing number of Christian expats are leaving the country. Bruce Allen with FMI says their exit is part of a systemic attempt to remove foreign Christians. He says what's happening isn't as explicit as imprisoning Christians or deporting them.
It's a little bit more sly. It's that we are not renewing your visa. So it doesn't look like you're being expelled. It's just that you're not getting a renewal to come back.
Pastors in Turkey see an opportunity here. While the first command of the Great Commission is to go and make disciples,
the other half is, and teach them to do everything that I've told you to do. And often we've said, we have this manpower. We have the purse strings. We own the ministry. And we've not empowered the local believers.
Indigenous church planters also see the opportunity to step up to the plate as a breath of fresh air. Allen says adjacent ministries still have to come alongside local congregations to facilitate, mobilize, and inspire. Find specific prayer points for the situation at missionnews.org. Next, Oman's foreign minister facilitated positive indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran last weekend. The two nations plan to meet again on Saturday about Iran's disputed nuclear program. In the meantime, Iran's economy is reeling from sanctions. But incredible things are still happening there, spiritually. The Iranian church is multiplying. Their example can encourage and challenge believers in the West. Shah Ahmadi with Iran Alive Ministry says, for example, Iranian believers know that there is a price to follow Christ.
Jesus died on the cross. He rose after 3 days. He already gave his life to you. Come and follow, but you may lose everything. So that is one thing I would encourage, to change perspective. Gospel is not about you. Gospel is about Jesus Christ and following him.
Iranians risk a lot to have God's word and fellowship with other believers, resources that are easy to take for granted in the West.
But the most important one, share with others. Share with others. Don't hold back the good news.
If you worship in Western churches, ask God to help you make the most of your freedoms. Pray for Iranian brothers and sisters in Christ, and let their challenges spur you on after God. Read the full story online for a bonus glimpse of Ahmadi's simple strategy for church multiplication in the West. And finally, according to Barna Research, nearly 30 million more U.S. adults claim to be following Jesus today than in 2021. Among the biggest drivers of the Jesus movement are younger generations, especially Gen Z and millennials. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder tells us,
I am super thrilled that we're seeing a change, especially in young men. If we're expecting men to lead our families, we need to make sure that men not only know Jesus, but know how to disciple kids and their families.
According to Barna's 2019 study, parents are the primary spiritual influencers in a child's life, more than church leaders or youth pastors. The 2019 study also found that kids who engage in conversations about God at home are much more likely to remain active in faith as adults.
We all, as followers of Jesus, want to lead our kids and have quiet time with the Lord. But, you know, sometimes it's just hard to even know where to start. Keys for Kids Ministries makes it easy. You don't have to plan. You get a free devotional and you can either open it up and read it with your kids, or you can get the app and have conversations with your kids as they're listening to the audio.
Look for the Keys for Kids banner at our website to request a kids or teen devotional today.
We're the Mission Network News Media Partner this month, where you're able to sign up and get Keys for Kids and unlock. It's absolutely free, and we'll be getting those out to you as soon as possible.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.